From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says he accepts Congressman Joe Wilson's apology for heckling him last night. Wilson, a Republican from South Carolina, yelled out, "You lie," when the president said in a speech before Congress that his health care plan would not cover illegal immigrants, as Republicans had claimed. It was a breach of decorum that drew swift reaction from the public to the point the congressman's office website became frozen. President Obama followed up his speech to Congress with an event this morning organized by the American Nurses Association. He again defended the need for a public option.
One way to give people a real choice when it comes to their health care and keep insurance companies honest is by making one of the options available in such a marketplace a non-for-profit public option.
Today, Republicans strongly refuted the president's claims that the plan would be a huge benefit to the U.S. economy. House Minority Leader John Boehner.
There are organizations that have estimated tens of millions of Americans could, in fact, be forced out of their employer-provided coverage into the government plan.
A statement coming on the heels of a Census Bureau report that estimated the number of uninsured people in the U.S. climbed to more than 46 million in 2008 from 45.7 million a year earlier. The government also reports that the nation's poverty rate last year rose to 13.2%, the highest level since 1997. NPR's Pam Fessler has details.
The annual census figures show that almost 40 million people were living below the poverty line in 2008. That compares with a little over 37 million the year before. The increase was expected because of the current recession, which began in December 2007, but census officials noted that the high poverty numbers are similar to those in past downturns, such as 1960. The poverty rate increased for children to 19% from 18% in 2007. The rate also increased for adults, but was statistically unchanged for the elderly. The poverty rate rose for all racial groups except blacks, although the rate for blacks was almost 25%, the highest of any group. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Space Shuttle Discovery is preparing to land in Florida tonight, provided thunderstorms don't get in the way. If so, NASA may keep the shuttle in orbit for at least another day. It's also considering having Discovery land at the backup site in California. For now, the space agency is deciding whether the shuttle crew should be concerned about debris that came off during a spacewalk on Saturday. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 36 points at 9,583 in trading of about 2 billion shares. The NASDAQ Composite Index was up about 10 points at 2,070, S&P 500 up 4 at 1037. You're listening to NPR News. According to new economic reports, consumer demand showed some signs of improvement in July, while the number of new unemployment claims fell more than expected last week. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
First, the U.S. trade deficit saw some increases in imports, partly because of the surge in demand for cars. The result, economists say, of a rebounding auto industry and the Cash for Clunkers government rebate program, encouraging more dealers to build up their inventory. Overall, imports were up 4.7%. That's the highest monthly gain since 1992. Exports increased as well, but just over 2%. These signs of increased demand do not necessarily mean companies are hiring. While first-time job claims did drop lower than expected, the total number of people on the unemployment rolls nudged up in the late weeks of August, and economists project the unemployment rate will reach 10% by the end of this year. Audie Cornish, NPR News.
A UN-backed commission investigating election fraud in Afghanistan has thrown out more ballots from dozens of polling stations across the country. They're all in areas with strong support for President Hamid Karzai. A preliminary count finds the incumbent received more than 50% of the votes from last month's election. But if enough ballots are thrown out, it could force a runoff between Karzai and his rival Abdullah Abdullah. Authorities in the West African nation of Sierra Leone are continuing their investigation today, a day after a boat capsized with more than 200 people. About 200 people are still missing, and authorities say at least 8 people have been confirmed dead. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.